Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening there, good people? It's your man, Beach Bun Gun, live on the off-ramp on this June 26th, 11 p.m. Eastern. Of course, this is a show for the people, by the people. You feel like you need something to get off your chest, feel free to call in 646-915-8680. Hope y'all having a good night out there on this Wednesday hump day. Trash day for me. Make sure you take out your trash day. Make sure you take all your trash out. All the kids, take your trash out tonight because they come early in the morning before you go to school and you don't want to get on punishment because you forgot to take the trash out. I used to get a lot of beatings for not taking the trash out. Don't understand why, but it's just trash. I still got beatings for it. Hold on, what is that? Oh. So, my wife talked to me about getting beatings. She's trying to get nasty. She's already pregnant. Anyway, got a bunch of stuff that we can talk about tonight. Feel free to get call in 646-915-8680. Got so much to talk about. So much. And my people's on around. Mr. Righteous is gone. MX Jamari is gone. The Professional's gone. Dr. Brown ain't calling in a while. Hove ain't calling in a while. Inside, we still gonna make it through. First things first, Paula Deen, y'all know her, is the old white lady that cooks up all the black food real good on all the TV shows, the cooking shows. She, of course, the backstory is she got in trouble for calling black people niggas. Then she also said that she wanted the people at her friend's wedding, or her brother's wedding she was planning, she wanted all the black people to wear ties and stuff to make it a true Southern wedding. So then, of course, she does. Then, of course, her sponsors start dropping her. So she's losing money. All types of endorsement deals. She lost a show. You know what I mean? Food Network kicked her out and on the Food Network endorsement deals. So now she's doing the cleanup. She even has her family involved. She was supposed to be on the Today Show with Matt Lauer, and she canceled, and then, of course, she decided to do it again. So my whole problem with this is during her whole, first of all, she went crying. She tried to fake cry. It didn't work. If you're not going to cry, then don't try to fake cry, because we can see that there are no tears coming out your face. Like, you can't sit there and give the whining, I'm not a monster, and make the sounds of your crying. No tears are coming out. I didn't see any tears anyway. So she admitted to using the word nigger, and now she's crying about it? And then my whole problem with the whole policy, look, I can care less. White people have been calling us niggers for years. Don't do it in our face. If she said the word nigger in front of a bunch of black people and got away with it, then, you know, congratulations. Just like Eddie Griffin said, congratulations, that's what Cat Williams said. You said it in front of the right niggers. Because, I mean, if she called me a nigga, I'm not going to punch her in the face. She's old. But her boyfriend might get beat up. Yeah, her boyfriend might get socked. You know what I mean? Give her what MX your money, be telling people, I didn't mean to do this to you. But she said it right in front of people. So I just don't appreciate this whole big deal. She's not sorry. She's obviously used it. She's old, so she came up within that racist time. So it's obviously, especially if she's really actually from the South, it's a fixture. You know what I mean? People in the South are more racist than the people in the North because they were just segregated longer. It's just a fact. Not everybody in the South is racist, just like not everybody in the North is not racist. But Mississippi just abolished slavery last year. So racism is a fixture in the South. So if she's used to calling people niggas, and she feels that that's the way to call them, at least be honest about it. Okay, lost your money. So don't be sorry that you used the word nigga. Be sorry that you lost your money. Be sorry that there are companies out there that don't appreciate racist terms, and you used it. You know, be sorry for the right thing. That's all I'm saying. Because I can care less about Paulie. I'll call her old and white to her face. Nah, I don't think I call her anything racist, but I mean, I'm not racist. Well, I think I'm racist, but I'm just not negative racist. I love stereotypes. Give me a piece of fried chicken and a piece of watermelon. I'm good. You know what I mean? Ain't no shame in my game. I might get me some watermelon tonight. Shit. Love watermelon. I love fried chicken. You know, I haven't had fried chicken in a while. But anyway, so that's just my whole Paula Deen thing. It's just I don't get when people say sorry. Oh, and then her apology. Oh, man. Are you kidding me? Why in earth do you, when you get in trouble about something, why do you blame other people? She said in her apology, let he who has not said something that they regret cast the first stone and aim it directly at my head and kill me. Like, that to me, you're passing the blame on the fact that people have said things that they didn't mean. You're still not, I mean, she's still not sorry for saying the word nigga. Does that make her a racist? I don't know. I say the word nigga all the time. I say the word crack. I say the word spick. I don't think I'm a racist. But I also don't use them in derogatory comments unless they're funny. There's a key in being funny. If you're not funny with it, you shouldn't say it. But she's not sorry about using the word nigga. Let's be honest. I mean, she described people working on a plantation to a bunch of black people. So let's recap. Paula Deen said the word nigga. She said that she wants her black folks wearing tuxedos in a plantation to make an authentic Southern meal. She loses sponsorship, and then she cries without any tears and say she's not a monster and she's not racist. Oh, and then her son says that his hero growing up was Hank Aaron, and his mama bought him Hank Aaron pajamas, so they can't be racist. Is that worse than saying that I have a black friend? Because I'm pretty sure if you say, are you racist? And you say, no, I have a black friend. I think that's not as bad as saying, no, I used to have Hank Aaron pajamas. I can't be racist. Like, think about it. I had a black man on my balls. That's what you're saying. I had a black man coveting my balls at night. That might not make you racist, but it might make you gay. Does that make you bi gay? Are gay? How can you be? What do you call black and white people who get in relations? It's a biracial couple, right? So what's a bi-homosexual couple? Man, that's a lot of syllables. Bisexual, biracial. Like, if a black dude and a white dude get together, that's a biracial, bisexual couple. That's two bodies make a right. Two bodies make a positive. Oh, man. If there is anyone out there that has never said something that they wish they could take back, if you're out there, please pick up that stone and throw it so hard at my head that it kills me. Please, I want to meet you. I want to meet you. I is what I is, and I am not changing. There's Eve out there. that saw what I had worked for, and they wanted it. That, to me, says you're not sorry for saying the word nigga. You're saying that there's other people out there who said bad stuff to. You're saying that people out there saw all the success you had and wanted to bring you down. That's not, oh, I'm using racial terms against black people in front of their face and in front of other people. I'm sorry for doing it. Let me talk to Paul D. I'll give her a reason to call me a nigga. I give a whole family a reason to call me a nigga, and I won't even beat up none of them. I talk so bad about them big country mother brothers, I can't even cuss my mother-in-law in the next room because I'm having a baby one of these days. All right, so that's my Paula Deen rant. Man, I still don't get it, though. I still don't get it. I wonder if she can cook, though. I mean, she look like she can cook. But, you know, that TV stuff is fake, though. I mean, if you use that much butter, to me, you can't cook. You can't season stuff. Okay, let's be racist. A lot of white people can't season chicken. That's how black people started, because of fried chicken. And I love fried chicken. I love water, though. But butter is a natural seasoning. They even make butter with seasoning in it. Man, yeah, we become a lazy, lazy species. They have flavored butter. So you don't even have to season your chicken. You just put the butter in a pan, turn the heat on, put your chicken in it. And it seasons it. That's just lazy. I hope I never become that lazy. But I hope I get rich enough where somebody else can try to be lazy and cook for me. So, in other big news, man, Hernandez from the New England Patriots, tight end, was arrested today on charges of murder. In kids' terms, WTF. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You are 22 years old. You're on probably the top five most popular football teams in America. You're in Bristol, Connecticut, and you're Mexican. Bristol, Connecticut, you are rich. Millions and millions of dollars. You just signed a deal for $40 million, and you're Mexican. You might be Puerto Rican, so my bad if you're not Mexican. But for this story, you're going to be Mexican. You just signed a deal for $40 million. You live in Bristol, rich Bristol, Connecticut. And you get arrested on charges of murder? The fact that this case might be weak doesn't matter. The fact that you might be innocent doesn't matter. The fact that there is even a chance that this could be true doesn't matter. The fact that you were Mexican, rich, in Bristol, Connecticut, and someone came to your house and put you in handcuffs because you might have murdered somebody doesn't matter. What matters is you did this down the street from your house. You idiot. You idiot. How dumb can you be? You're obviously dumb because you're thinking about committing murder, or you have committed murder, or you're around somebody who got murdered the couple hours before that. You're smart enough to have people come to your house and clean up. You destroyed as much evidence as you could. So, yeah, you look bad, but at least you made some right decisions. But why on earth would a Mexican in an all-white person neighborhood shoot somebody and bury the body? Shoot a black man, no less. You find a dead black man in rich Connecticut, and there's one Mexican in the neighborhood, whose door do you think they're going to knock on? I'll wait. How dumb could you be? It's just disappointing. It is just disappointing. Let me not make light of the subject, that the fact that a man has lost his life in this case, a mother has lost a son, a father has lost a son. I don't know if the guy was a father or not, but he could be. He's black. He's probably a father. I hate to be racist. He's probably a father a couple times. But hey, we don't know. All we know is that a soul has left this earth. Could it be justified? I am one of those people who think murder can be justified. You put your hands on my wife, and there's no one around, there's a good chance you're going to die. To me, that's justified. Now, I'm not saying that Hernandez is justified in killing this man or having someone kill this man. I'm not saying that at all. A man lost his life, God rest his soul, blah, blah, blah. But I'm not saying that it's not impossible for a man to commit murder if he's pushed there. But if you're going to do it, I'll give you a firm example of what I mean, because I'm probably not being clear. I'm at home. A man breaks in my house. I fight him. I subdue him. I'm probably not going to shoot him. I'm probably going to call the cops. He's probably got some issues. I'm going to call the cops, get him arrested. Another scenario. Man breaks in the house, punches my wife in the face. I'm probably going to kill him. There's no reason for me to cover it up. You know what I mean? There's no reason for me to try to dump his body. What life are you leading that you commit murder and is scared to tell somebody? Somebody puts their hands on my wife while we out in the streets. Somebody better grab me because somebody's going to die. There's better be a lot of y'all. And I got no problem telling the cops, yeah, I killed him. There his body go. You need DNA evidence? Here you go. Because I'm not running from that. And what kind of life are you leading that you do something like this, and then you run from it? And you don't run far. You just run down the street to your house. And then, I hate to be racist, but you damn Mexicans. You leave a gun shell in the rented car. You leave a gun casing in the rented car. So when the police doing their due diligence, shout out to the Massachusetts police because you obviously haven't given up, does their due diligence, finds the place where he rented the car from, goes to the dealership. He says, hey, yeah, I threw that bullet casing away. We get bullet casings in cars all the time, which is scary, especially in Connecticut where them kids just got murdered. But anyway, so they search the trash can, and what do they find? A bullet casing. What are the odds that it has Hernandez's prints on it? Probably a lot. What are the odds that it's the same size bullet that killed that man? Probably a lot. Not to mention, these kids are idiots. Not to mention, if you're going to commit murder, if you're planning to commit murder, because this couldn't have been a spur of the moment thing, because you will call the cops. Especially if you say, look, he was beating my sister, you know, he raped her, so I killed him. You might do a couple months. You might be able to get off probation. It's a crime of passion. People get off on murder all the time with crime of passion. Make something up. If he's the only one that knew the true story, make something up. Say you were gay lovers, and he was threatening to ruin your marriage. You might get a year. You might get a year. You ain't going to wait for 30. Now they found his body with 5 shots to the chest and 2 to the head. Execution style. 30 years, dog. Mexican prison. Nothing but the fellas, homie. You know your ish going to get pushed there. You want them pretty boy too? Want them pretty Florida boys? The pretty Florida Mexicans with the long blonde hair? You know you won't get raped. Socks. And just last year, you signed a $40 million contract. I pray my son isn't so dumb. just walk away from certain things. If it's not what you get to a point in life. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm from, I'd say, a bad neighborhood, but I don't think my neighborhood is all that bad. But I'm from a troubled area in the world. Know a lot of friends that are troubled, got a lot of friends that are getting in trouble. No sob story, but I'm just saying, when you have nothing, I understand why resorting to the highest point of violence, there is no self-conscious. There is no thought there because you don't have nothing. You have nothing to lose. You're not worried about going to jail. Shoot, jail might be a better option because at least you get to eat. I know people who think like that. My brother likes getting arrested as his girlfriend kicks him out of the house because he knows he has a place to sleep. That's scary. When you like going to jail because it's a more comfortable place to sleep than you have when you're out of jail, you're in a bad spot. But there are people like that out there in this world, so I get it. If you're poor, you have nothing, you resort to violence, I get it. When you sign $40 million, dog, you can't pay nobody to do that. I mean, shoot, you offer me $100,000, I might consider it. You get paid $40 million, and you are involved in the murder. Now, this kid could get off. He could easily get off. This could be a lot of circumstantial evidence that puts him into place. There's no motive. We know of. But they got him on murder and 6 gun charges, which the gun charges could get dropped. He probably just has an illegal firearm. He's not in New York. I'm not sure what the Connecticut gun laws are, but they could be nothing. He could get off on murder. It could be another OJ. But why are you even in that situation? Best believe, look, I'm far from rich. I ain't got no money. I got a wife, 2 dogs, and a baby on the way. Best believe if I'm hanging with my boys and one of them commit murder because they're being idiots, I'm dying them out. Cause I'm not losing my life for that. And I love the code, you know, NOB, no snitching and all that. I get all that. I'm not losing my life because you did something dumb. Don't even put me in that situation. I ain't about that life. But I guess if you're young and you're rich and you about that life, that's what it's going to get you. But if you're making $40 million, why are you about that life? Why are you still gangbanging? Why are you still on the block? You're not on the block. You just killed somebody in a million-dollar home area. You don't think they noticed somebody dying? Let's be honest. You're in Bristol, Connecticut with all these millions of dollars of people. When that black man stepped in the neighborhood, all alarms went off. They knew a black man was within 500 feet of their home. So then you kill him and think nobody going to notice? Come on, dog. These kids got to be smarter. And I would say it's because he didn't have a father. His father died early. His mother said, that's when she saw a change in him when his father died. But, you know, to all these kids in the hood out there, like, you got to understand that. If you cool with somebody who made it, you need to tell them to chill out. Because if you're over their house enough and you're hanging with them and they're hooking you up, yeah, they might not be giving you hundreds of thousands of dollars. But if you're pushing one of them BMWs, you better tell them to keep the nose out of trouble because when they go, all the stuff you got there. I know for a fact if I'd have made it to the NFL and a team would have actually picked me up instead of wasting my time with the practices, I would have had 10, 20 boys with me. Now, I'm pretty sure I'd have spent money on them. I wouldn't have gave them any money. But I'm pretty sure we'd have partied and acted all crazy. The good thing about most of my boys, though, if I started to act crazy, they would chuck me. and tell me I'm acting crazy. Now, they can't tell me what to do. You know, me and my brother argue all the time. He can't tell me what to do. He can't boss me around. But he got no problem telling me what's real. We got no problem disagreeing. So none of my boys have no problem disagreeing with each other. Matter of fact, that's why I got them as my friends, because I can't stand talking to people I agree with all the time. Shoot, I married my wife because we don't agree half the time. It just makes it more interesting. Just because you don't agree doesn't mean you have to fight. But it just makes it more for interesting conversation if you have difference of opinion. So if you're rich and everybody's opinions of yours is the same as what you got, you're in deep trouble. And now you're going to get your butt tucked. Now you're going to go to jail in Connecticut and get bent over. Why? Because you had a bunch of yes men around you. Somebody did something to you. And instead of just beating him up and let him sue you, and you keep your contract and all that, you kill him because you want to be tough. Because you want to be hard. Now, by the time you get out, because you ain't had no prenup, so by the time you get out, your fiance would have spent that money, your house will be foreclosed on, you ain't going to have no money, you will now be gay because somebody done took your butt, and that will be the end of your life. Why? And you'll be constantly being filmed about making a comeback to the NFL. Why? Because you want to be tough, you want to be hard, and then you got your butt up. That plain and simple. And you wanted to kill a man. Just dumb. So the last topic, last couple minutes, got to talk about this whole Jay-Z album online. Great idea, though. Great idea. Magna Carta, Holy Grail, he's not trying to distance himself from these Illuminati rules. Illuminati rumors. My brother's scared to talk about the Illuminati. We'll get into that another day. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. I still say that the album sounds whack from what I hear, but you can't go by that. You can't go by the little snippets you see on the long commercials that are like movies. You just can't. Jay's put out Jay's put out enough material, classic material that says that you're going to download. You're going to try it. But I'm not rushing to be one of the first to download it. It's just not that deep for me. I mean, when I get it is when I get it. What will be interesting to see is if it leaks before the download happens. So you think he's going to finish it and then release it to the public. It'd be funny to see if, you know, it gets released before it hits download on the phone. And then, like, for people like my wife who read them little booklets in the back, what you going to read now? Comes online, so am I supposed to read the liner notes on the Samsung Galaxy? And how about all your iPhone users? Y'all can't download the album. I'm going to put on Dropbox for y'all. Funny stuff, man. Well, it was good talking to y'all on this Wednesday night. Tomorrow's volleyball. I'll be giving y'all an update on my volleyball skills. But y'all not beasted. Shout out to my mother-in-law who came in town. Shout out to my wife and my son. Sleep on the couch. Dog sleep on the floor. Big ups to M Extra Money, Mr. Rice, the professional, Billionaire Brown, hold all my folks. And we'll rap again tomorrow. I'm going to get some little love music on here tonight.